This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 734 people have now died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States, more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other country comes close. The number of worldwide infections has hit another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. The highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and India together, making up more than half of the global infections. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday that the frontline health workers in Brazil are at serious risk of contracting COVID-19 as they carry out essential work. The organization announced a campaign Monday to support essential workers there. The Brazilian Health Ministry said that approximately 233,000 health professionals have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and around 200 of those have died of it, but the number is believed to be much higher. In fact, Brazil's Federal Council of Nursing says that it has recorded more than 300 COVID-19-related deaths within the nursing profession alone. Vilified, threatened with violence, and in some cases suffering from burnout, dozens of state and local public health leaders around the United States have resigned or have been fired amid the coronavirus outbreak, a testament to how politically combustible masks, lockdowns, and infection data have become. One of the latest departures came Sunday when California's public health director, Dr. Sonia Angel, was ousted following a technical glitch that caused a delay in reporting hundreds of thousands of virus test results, information used to make decisions about reopening businesses and schools there. Last week, New York City's health commissioner was replaced after months of friction with the police department and City Hall, and local government officials across the U.S. have been on edge for months about how to keep basic services running while covering rising costs related to the coronavirus outbreak. This is VOA News.